Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of NAFCU's 2020 Congressional Caucus. And in this clip, NAFCU's President and CEO Dan Berger is discussing field of membership with NCOA Chairman Rodney Hood. In particular, they talk about the banker's lawsuit back in 2016 against the NCOA and the recent Supreme Court ruling as well. So check it out.
Banker's lawsuit against the NCOA's 2016 field of membership final rule. In light of that decision, what is the NCOA doing to modernize and reform the field of membership rules?
Well, Dan, that was a really great decision. I cannot tell you enough how excited I was with that Supreme Court decision. And I will say that with the Supreme Court's recent decision declining to hear the American Banker Association's request to review the circuit court's decision, we have taken some steps. In fact, with the field of membership three rule, the board is reinstating the combined statistical area option from field of membership one in light of the DC Circuit Court's favorable decision. With the rule, the board is also complying with the DC Circuit's expectation to provide further explanation for field of membership one's elimination of the core area service requirement for core-based statistical areas. These changes reflect three key principles. First, access to financial services for people of modest means, whether in rural or heavily populated areas. Second, greater choice and flexibility for consumers and federal credit unions. And third, by enhancing flexibility, we will be able to better ensure the safety and soundness of a new or expanded community credit union, as well as protect the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund, which I mentioned is standing now a little over $16 billion. So I believe that this rule will help achieve all of those goals. But one of the things that I'm really pleased is that our staff worked diligently to reinstate all of those 18 rural district credit unions that were really wanting to get their applications approved and move through the process. So those have been immediately reinstated. And that's just a handful of things that we have done just since that ruling.
Thank you very much, and stay tuned for more coverage of NAFCU's 2020 Congressional Caucus here on CU Broadcast.